Divine Restlessness. Frodo begins to dream about the wildlands and the mountains. None of us can control the stories that others tell about us, although Bilbo may have tried to do so. If he had ever heard that he had become a part of Shire folklore as Mad Baggins, who used to vanish with a bang and a flash and reappear with bags of jewels and gold, we might be able to assume that he would have received the news with a certain amusement and satisfaction too. Frodo, on the other hand, never sought to be a part of the Bilbo Baggins legend. But he finds himself a part of it anyway, especially as his habit of giving a party in honour of Bilbo each year on the anniversary of his birth becomes widely known. All societies have a way of policing themselves by means of the informal court of public opinion. Most people do not wish to be thought strange, and so will adjust their behaviour for good or for ill towards the norms and standards of their community. Until this point in their history, hobbits have neither had nor encouraged a heroic culture in which certain individuals are permitted, for the sake of the greater good, to step beyond these norms. Smaug the dragon never threatened the welfare of the Shire, and so Bilbo's adventure was never thought worthy of much attention. Later, Merry, Pippin and Sam will be granted a certain heroic status because of their leading part in driving out Saruman's gang, but the story of Frodo of the Nine Fingers and the Ring of Doom, which will be sung for generations in Gondor, will never be given much regard in the Shire, except among those to whom Sam will tell the story. To the extent that Frodo desires the affection and esteem of others, the lack of regard that he enjoys from his fellows will be a cause of unhappiness to him. Certainly Tolkien felt Frodo was tempted to have returned as a hero, not content with being a mere instrument of good. But the desire to be a hero is not the only thing that can be said about Frodo. If it were so, then he would almost certainly have fallen prey to the same temptation would eventually beset Boromir. And it is during the 17 years that lay between Bilbo's departure and Gandalf's return that a much more important aspect to his character was developed. Frodo himself found that being his own master and the Mr. Baggins of Bag End was rather pleasant. For some years he was quite happy and did not worry much about the future. But half unknown to himself, the regret that he had not gone with Bilbo was steadily growing. He found himself wondering at times, especially in the autumn, about the wild lands and strange visions of mountains that he had never seen came into his dreams. Frodo himself resists this growing desire to leave the Shire at first, but it will not leave him alone. And such is the way with the kind of dreams that Frodo has and the kind of restlessness that begins to grow within him. Gradually, all that we have considered to be home begins to feel too confined, and the spaces that open up beyond our home become increasingly attractive. Eventually, Frodo will follow this yearning and will leave the Shire. He will wander the world, see mountains, and experience elven lands and their almost timeless beauty. Beauty will take hold of him on more than one occasion. And yet even the wonder of Kerin Amroth will not be for him the end of his journey. Neither can his return to the Shire. Frodo's restlessness, or might we say his homesickness, can only grow with each step that he takes. Eventually, it will take him out of Middle-earth altogether and into an experience with pure elvishness, as Tolkien put it in a letter to a Mrs. Eileen Elgar. But even there, as Tolkien put it in the same letter, Frodo went through what he terms a purgatory and a reward, a period of reflection and peace, and a gaining of a truer understanding of his position in littleness and in greatness. All purgatory, certainly as Tolkien understood it, is a means to an end, and not an end in itself. The classic spiritual journey has three stages: illumination, purgation, and union. The journey that Frodo began in restlessness will end in the homecoming at last of pure union with love beyond the circles of the world.